All right, folks. The more you can upgrade your live video production, the better. And, you know, I say that and I mean that, but I also understand the obstacles, the considerations, the problems with upgrading your live video production, upgrading the equipment, upgrading the software, upgrading the, you know, everything about your show, which basically committing to more. Okay. It's a tricky thing for a lot of people, and I get it. And we're going to talk about that in today's episode of Entrepreneur Live Video. Let's saddle up and get started, folks.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
All right, the first thing that I think about is the commitment level. If you're going to upgrade your live video production, you're committing to more. You're committing to better. You're committing to broadcasting. You're committing to getting your message out there. You don't want to upgrade your studio. You don't want to upgrade your equipment and get software and do all this stuff if you're really not going to be doing it. There's no reason, right? There is a budget restraint that a lot of you are going to have when it comes to upgrading your live video production. And I get that too. This stuff isn't going to be cheap. And once you get into the race of, and I'm not saying a race, like you're competing with your neighbor or another live streamer, and maybe you are, but you need to do it for yourself. Like, I still don't have a 4K camera in my live video studio. And a lot of the people out there who do live video, I don't really consider them competitors for money. I just consider them competitors for eyeballs, because people only have so much time in the day to consume live video. And, you know, some of them have 4K cameras. I don't. I need to upgrade my camera to a 4K camera. There's no doubt about that. But the budget restraints, we're all going to have various budget restraints. A lot of people are going to come into broadcasting and they're not even going to have money to get a decent mixer. Now, I have strong opinions about that too, because I believe that if you can't do it right, you don't not do it. But here, I will say this. If I'm going to get into podcasting or live video, and I know that I'm never going to have the money to upgrade beyond shitty quality, then I would probably not get started yet until I got my head checked and got to a point where I realized that, yes, I'm going to find a way to afford what I need to upgrade the quality at least somewhat. Now, that might be controversial to say, because a lot of creators out there, they're just like, get started with whatever you have. And I subscribe to that. I believe it. But on the other hand, doesn't it seem kind of hopeless if you were to get into live video or podcasting and you're doing it at the bare minimum, the sound is shit, the quality is shit, and you have a hopeless attitude about making it any better? That you think that you won't be able to afford it, or you think that your understanding of the technology is going to prevent you from, or your lack of understanding, let's say, is going to prevent you from in getting it better. Don't you think you're going into this with a helpless attitude? I would hate. When I get into things, I go all in, folks. And I'm not saying that that's you. But when I go into things, like when I go into, I got into cigars in around 1996. Smoking them occasionally. But then around 1998, when I got into law school, I started smoking them a lot more. And I kind of went all in, and I was trying every cigar I could get my hands on. Here's what I did. I got on eBay and I was buying cigar books, and I have a huge cigar book library. I don't know if I've ever talked about that. You just learned something kind of interesting about me, whether you find that interesting or not, or think that's cool or not, whatever. But I have a really cool library of cigar books. A lot of them are coffee table style books with beautiful pictures and beautiful artwork and nice heavy stock hardback covers, gorgeous books. I found out recently that quite a few of them might be worth a nice little sum of money. And I would buy these on eBay because most of them are out of print. And I made it a point, and I didn't read them all cover to cover, but I looked at them all cover to cover. And I'll probably never get rid of them. I love them. I love having them. I don't look at them very often, but I love having them. It's part of who I am. I've smoked a lot of cigars in my life. I need to quit, actually. I've been thinking about that. I need to somehow bring myself to quit smoking cigars, but I really enjoy it. But I go all in on things. When I started getting into broadcasting, I knew I wanted to podcast, and I went straight to Cliff Ravenscraft and joined his podcast A to Z course. That's $2,000. It's that he no longer offers that. Unfortunately, I wish he did, because I would be sending people to him. I'm probably going to create my own podcast course at some point, because I've been doing so much podcasting that I probably should be teaching it at this point. And I've talked about that on this show, that I'm ready to create a course, but I haven't done it quite yet. Sorry, I just did something that I don't ordinarily do during a broadcast, and that's take a sip of a drink. Excuse me. But sorry for the long, that wasn't a burp if that came through on the microphone. It was just a little squiggle in my throat after I took a sip of that drink, and I felt like I could hear it, but I don't know if you can hear it. And it was like, do I need to edit this out, or do I just roll with it? And I'm going to roll with it. It is what it is, folks. If I were standing in front of you in a classroom or in a bar having a drink and having a sandwich and my throat made a little noise after I swallowed a drink and you heard it, it would be something that would not, I don't need to tell you this. I treat my podcast like it's a live video. Whatever happens, happens. But when I got into podcasting, I went and did Cliff Ravenscraft's thing. I went all in. I'm like that. I go all in. When I do buy my 4K camera, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to get a good one. Back when I wanted to start creating a lot more content with a mobile phone, and I was constantly getting interrupted with phone calls, I went and got a second phone that I didn't give anyone the phone number to, and that I don't get text messages and things on. So that way I have a content creating phone that has cell service. So I tend to go all in. And, there are people out there that are going to go all in. There's going to be a lot of people that aren't. And I think that if you're one of those people that aren't going to go all in, cool. Do things at your pace. But don't start with a hopeless mentality like, I'll never be able to afford that mixer. That mixer's $400. I'll never be able to afford that mixer. You fucking need to go find a way to afford the mixer. Find a way. I don't care if you're collecting cans. Find a way to get a mixer. If you want to go all in, but you don't have the means financially, find a way. Sell some things on eBay. Get a part-time job. I don't care. Because broadcasting is going to change your life if you stick to it and you go all in. And you really work to make your mark. Okay? But the more you upgrade your live video production, the better. And it's going to cost you money. So once we get past the financial hurdle, what considerations do we have here? You're going to need to upgrade your audio. You're going to need to upgrade your video, right? You need good sound. So you're going to need a mixer. You're going to need a compressor. You're going to need a nice microphone. With the microphone, you're going to want a pop filter. You're going to want a shock mount. You're going to want a boom stand. A boom is an arm that hooks to your desk or something, and it's a big arm that you can move around in front of you and position it where you want, so that if you want to sit back, you can bring the microphone to your face. If you want to sit forward, you can push the microphone forward. You can raise it up and get it out of your way when you're not using it. There's going to be equipment. Then there's going to be software, especially if you're doing live video. You're going to need software to broadcast with. If you want to make your broadcast nicer with lower thirds and screenshots and bringing videos in from YouTube and all sorts of other cool stuff. I mean, these are all things that as you grow. Now, I think most of the listeners of this show are going to be people that are going to be pushing the limit. But for those of you listeners who are new, start with your phone. Get real fancy and get a microphone for your phone. Okay, that's an upgrade of the audio all of a sudden. Do that for a while. Get a tripod, a mini tripod, so that you can put your phone somewhere and stabilize it, so that when you're live or when you're whatever you're doing, it's not bouncing around. But whatever you can do to upgrade, the better. And the sooner you can do it, the better. All the hurdles aside, just keep pushing. See what other people are doing and dream about you doing it as well or better than them and work towards it at your pace within your budget. Don't give yourself, don't try to get started with helpless mentalities. Oh, I'll never get there. Oh, that's one. I mean, look at YouTube. Like, I'm trying to do more with YouTube in 2019. And I love to go watch Sean Cannell's work. And it's easy for me to say I'll never get there. You know, I can if I have a better attitude about it. If you look at Sean's old stuff, it's not all that great. It's fabulous now. That's because he's worked it. He probably had budget restraints initially, and he had talent restraints. He was new to it. He wasn't that talented when he first got started. He didn't know how to work the camera. He learned it as he went. And you will too.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/Todd.Live page. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.